highly anticipated unveiling. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida said he may allow portions of the Trump Mar-a-Lago affidavit to be released next week. Fox's Mark Meredith reports in Palm Beach, Florida.
6 days. That's how long federal prosecutors have to determine which information in a criminal affidavit should be redacted and what can be released without compromising the government's investigation of former President Trump.
Democrats have issued warnings to law enforcement agencies regarding violent online threats following the Mar-a-Lago raid. Jim Trusty, one of former President Trump's attorneys, telling Fox News Friday evening that they expect to file a motion by Monday at the latest. It will focus on a direct response to the search warrant itself. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitting earlier this week that the agency has made some mistakes in its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Walensky told Fox News Friday about the harshness of political criticism.
It's frustrating when people are making health-based decisions through a political lens. We've done everything that we can, and I continue to put my head down to steer the ship.
Those critics say the CDC was doing what the teachers' unions wanted in not recommending schools reopen earlier. Dr. Walensky also told Fox News that she and the agency are now better equipped for the next pandemic.
What this pandemic taught us and showed us is that now we need to talk to the American people. We need to say what we know, when we know it, provide timely data, give people updates along the way. And yes, that also means telling people what we don't know as we're making decisions.
Experts say the CDC failed to react with enough urgency regarding mask recommendations and testing for new variants. A federal appeals court ruling Friday that the Justice Department's memo regarding the Russia probe should have been given to then Attorney General William Barr. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The defense rests in Michigan in the trial of two men accused of plotting to kidnap the state's governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more.
Lawyers for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. charged with conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer called investigators to the witness stand to try and raise more questions about their tactics as they accuse the government of a setup in the plot to spread a false narrative. They've also blasted the judge in the case for not allowing the defense enough time on cross-exam. Prosecutors describing the men as extremists who were angry over Whitmer's COVID lockdowns. Though this, a retrial for Fox and Croft, following a hung jury earlier this year for them and not guilty verdicts for two others.
A judge rules against Medicaid's repeal of Georgia work requirements. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has the report.
A federal judge rules the Biden administration must allow Georgia to reinstate a work requirement in the state's plan to expand Medicaid to more low-income residents. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Center is recently announcing it was revoking approval of the requirement, the judge calling this arbitrary and capricious on numerous independent grounds. Georgia's plan aims to require new Medicaid recipients to have a minimum number of qualifying work, job training, or education hours to be eligible.
Movie theaters across the U.S. will be paying tribute to the late Olivia Newton-John.
Grease is coming back to the movie theaters. AMC announced the film starring Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta will be shown in 135 theaters this weekend as a way of paying tribute to the late Australian singer. And it will only cost $5, with $1 of every ticket going to AMC's charitable fund, AMC Cares. The proceeds will be donated to breast cancer research. The beloved singer and actress died August 8th. At her ranch in Southern California.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.